Good afternoon, and thank you for joining this program today. You're listening to Fire Shut Up In My Bones. It is not our podcast. It is God's. Amen. All right, turn to the sixth chapter of the book of John, and we're going to start reading in verse 25. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou thither? Jesus answered him and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. Let's pray. Lord, bless this short time we have. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Beloved, John chapter 6 has a lot of stuff in it. A lot of stuff. This is something you have to take your time with, read over and over again. But I purpose in my heart to try to make this message short, and I hope it's a blessing to you. But in this passage of scripture here, we see Jesus talking to these followers that were following him and addressing the fact that they did not want to seek God because of the miracles that Jesus Christ did. As you know, the miracle of Jesus feeding the 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish is something stunning, something astonishing. However, they weren't really intrigued with this. They didn't look at this like, wow, who did this? Who is this person that fed the multitude with such a limited supply of food? They came unto Jesus to be physically helped, to be nourished. And that's the only thing they cared about. And now Jesus is trying to tell them, you know what? It's more important than getting filled. You need to be careful and consider eternal life. And he says in verse 26, Jesus answered him and said, Verily, verily, he said, Truly, truly, I say unto you, you seek me not because of the miracles. He's saying, you're not seeking me because of the miracles that I did and trying to find out who I am, but because he did eat of the loaves and were filled. They're just trying to get their bellies filled. They want something, okay? But he's saying, you got to overlook this. Verse 27, you see him, you see Jesus trying to get their attention to something that matters the most. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life. You see, Jesus gives eternal life. No one else does that. Not Buddha, not Allah, not Mary. No other God does that. Only Jesus Christ gives eternal life. That's why he came to this world. In John chapter 1 verse 29, it says, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the whole world. He came to die on the cross for your sins so that you can go to heaven. John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And you get to something very interesting here. After Jesus says, Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. So now this crowd starts to ask a very important question. They're like, okay, everlasting life. I want to live forever. I don't want to perish and go to hell. In verse 28, they said, Then said they unto him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God? And I love the reply here. Before I get into that, no work required. Guys, you don't have to work for your salvation. That has already been taken care of by the Master. 29, we see his reply, Jesus' reply. Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. I want to preach a message entitled, Just Believe. Just Believe. You see, a lot of people out there, when you ask them, Are you sure you're going to heaven? They'll say, I hope I'm going to heaven. I'm a good person. They'll say, I'm a good person. I'm a member of this church. I pay the indulgence. But the fact of the matter is, you don't have to do anything. All you have to do is believe in Jesus Christ, and that's enough to get you saved. I want you to notice our first point here. God gives eternal life. He says, labor not for the meat which perishes, but for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. As I said before, it's Jesus that gives eternal life. You won't find it in anything else. Jesus gives eternal life. In this same passage you see in verse 47, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, that's talking about Jesus, believing on Jesus, hath everlasting life. Verse 40, and this is the will of him that sent me. You see, it's the will of God that you guys that are listening to this program get saved. That's the will of God. You say, oh, God is mean and nasty. How dare he throw anyone into hell? Well, the fact of the matter is, he fixed that. He sent his son to die on the cross for your sins. He took your sins upon him on the cross so that you don't have to go to hell. The rest is up to you. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Or are you going to reject him so you can continue to fornicate, get drunk, and have sex, fornicate and all this kind of stuff, and live for yourself and go straight to hell? Is that the life you want to live? Or live a purposeless life? Or try to do it your own way? Try to supposedly be a good person? You can't be a good person, because the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Verse 40, and this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son, that's talking about Jesus, and believeth on him, may have everlasting life. If you believe on Jesus Christ, if you believe that he's the only way to heaven, you will have eternal life. Point number two, God doesn't require your labor. It says here, they asked, then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? And the answer to this wonderful question is, this is the work of God. He's saying, this is what you guys got to do. This is the work, that you believe on him whom he had sent. Do you believe that God sent his son to take your sins upon him, to die on the cross for your sins, rose again on the third day, so that you, whoever is listening to this program, can get saved? He died for me. He died for the whole world. And all we have to do is believe on him and ask him to save us. And that's Jesus Christ. This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he had sent. Who sent who? God sent Jesus, his only begotten son. That him is Jesus Christ. Jesus means Savior. Christ means the promised one, the anointed one, or Messiah. Jesus, the Savior of the world. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? If you do, you have everlasting life. Acts, let's turn if you have your Bible with you, turn to Acts 4:12. It says there, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Salvation is only found in Jesus Christ. John 14:6. John 14:6, it says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way. What's that talking about? Jesus is the way to heaven. He's the truth. That's talking about the gospel message. And the life, eternal life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You want to come to God? You got to go through Jesus Christ. He's a straight gate. And how do you do that? By asking Jesus to save you. It's so simple. He did the work. All you have to do is ask and believe. If you believe Jesus is the only way to salvation, ask Jesus to save you today. Don't wait. You don't know what your day is going to be like tomorrow. You could be dead tomorrow. The Bible says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Romans 10:13, for whosoever, that means anyone, shall call upon the name of the Lord, shall be saved. Why don't you bow your head and close your eyes and ask, dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I know my sins will take me to hell, like the Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But I know that you died on the cross for my sins. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Please save me. I ask you to save me and take me home to heaven when I die. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. It's so simple as that. Just ask Jesus to save you today.